Good morning. Our question today is when it comes to the Hataras Nedarim that we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, for what types of oaths and commitments is this going to be effective for? So we're going to actually divide it up, the main body, the beginning part, and the longer part of the Hataras Nedarim starts out with one person standing in front of a group, three Dayani Mumchim we call it here, but we use anyone that's available above the age of Bar Mitzvah. And we say Shimuna Rabbasai Dayan Mum Mumchim, and then the text is any neder and shvua or isur, etc. Shenadarti or nishpati. That is looking backward, that I made a neder, a commitment in the past, a shvua in the past. So what we are doing here is that we are annulling our vows for the past. That is backward looking. And then afterward, after the three judges say, Hakol yumutarim lach, Hakol mechulim lach, everything should be free, and you are free of your oaths and commitments and konams and prohibitions, etc. Then the individual who is doing the Ataras Nedarim, he makes a statement, a declaration at the end, and it says, Harei ani moser moda alif nechem, I'm making this declaration in front of you, Vani mevatel mikan ulehaba. This is forward-looking. This is not backward-looking. Forward-looking, any nedarim and shuas, etc., that I'm going to make in the future, I am nullifying. I'm saying they are null and void as of now. So we'll start with talking about the first part, the backward-looking section of the Hataras Nedarim. So what is that going to be effective for? So what it's going to be effective for is the nedarim that somebody forgot about. I didn't recall that I made this commitment. I don't remember making that statement that I committed to do something. That I made this neder, the shua. Those are the ones that you don't remember. Then we get up and we say Shimuna Rabbasai in front of this Beis Din, any of the shuas and adarim, etc., that I made over the past year. I want to nullify. I want to annul them. And if you didn't remember, that's what's going to take care of it. However, if somebody remembers a specific commitment that he made a specific neder, shvua, etc., then there's a different process. You would have to say to one of the dayanim, you'd have to inform him of the neder that was made, and he'd have to go through the process as dictated in Shulchan Aruch, finding a way that you can annul that vow, to be matir that neder. And it's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, that you have to have a petach, you have to have a way that the person regretted making that neder. You would have never made the neder, have you known about consequences that it caused, etc., etc. So bottom line here is we can't assume that this Hataras Nedarim is going to be effective for all commitments we have made in the past. It's effective for what we don't remember, what we do remember. We should really sit down and speak with a Rav familiar with the necessities of getting rid of vows that were made that we remember. So that's when it comes to looking back, or when it comes to looking forward, that moda'a at the end, the declaration at the end that we say that I am going to be mevatel, I'm going to get rid of all, canceling all commitments and oaths, etc., from here on out going forward. So this is going to be effective specifically when you make a commitment in the future and you didn't remember making this statement. You didn't remember making this declaration in Rosh Hashanah, so you made a commitment not remembering. So you're not going to override the declaration that you say at the end of the Hataras Nedarim on Rosh Hashanah because you didn't remember it. But if you remembered it, this is 2 months later and you're making a commitment, you're making an oath, a vow, and you remember that you annulled going forward all of your vows, etc., and you remember that, if you remembered it and you still make a vow, you still make a commitment, what you're doing is so you're overriding this declaration that you did at the Hataras Nedarim. And accordingly, it is going to be effective. So in the future, if you want, for example, the next year, it comes to Hataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to be effective for those commitments and vows that you made when you remembered last year's declaration, because you overrode that declaration. So you're going to have to go through that special process of being matir neder. You just can't get up and say, I'm being matir all of my nedarim now because it's the next year. So we're back in the first part of the Hataras Nedarim for the next year, looking back, and you made that commitment, and you really made that commitment because you had remembered that you made the declaration and you overrode it. So again, it's going to be for those commitments you made without remembering the declaration, but those you remember the declaration, it's not going to be effective for. It also is going to be effective for various minhagim that you did of a mitzvah or chesed or tzedakah that you didn't say explicitly, I'm accepting upon myself a neder, an obligation, or a shrua. So, for example, as known, if you did something three times and you didn't say, I'm going to do this, it's not that you made a commitment, but something that you did three times becomes a commitment for you. But because you never verbalize that I'm accepting upon myself as a commitment, it's a lower level commitment. And because it's a lower level commitment, it would also be effective. This declaration at the end of the Hataras Nedarim, when you declare, I am annulling everything going forward, I'm canceling all my commitments going forward, it's going to be effective not only for things that when you make that commitment, that neder, you didn't remember the declaration, but for also those items that you did three times that you didn't actively, explicitly accept upon you, but you did it three times. So it's a commitment that you do it, but nonetheless, because you made this statement, you're not committed to it. And you can rely on that in the future, that you wouldn't have to specifically be matir neder on those acts that you did three times. So in a nutshell, what we're seeing here is that the first part of the Hataras Nedarim is effective for going back for certain things, but not all things. For example, if you remember it, it's not going to be effective. And the moda'a at the end, the declaration at the end, is going to be effective for certain things, not everything, and it's not going to be effective for if you made a neder during the year, a commitment, and you remembered at the time that you made that declaration, you have now overridden this declaration, and you're going to have to not simply do a Hataras Nedarim the next year, but you're going to have to speak again with the Chacham on the Beis Din, and he's going to have to find you a Pesach, that you had a Harata, that you regretted it, and it's going to have to be adhering to the requirements of the Shulchan Aruch, and not every neder can we get out of in the future. Have a wonderful day.